Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. Recently, well, before the end of the new year, recently, last month, I'll say it like that, Nicole went and did some dog sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are apart, we watched two shows together.
Apart, but together.
One of them's a Netflix show called The Night Agent.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a Amazon Prime show called Reacher. And we loved both of them. Both of them were great. So we figured to put them both into an episode and talk about them.
Yeah, because they're kind of similar-ish.
Yes. We're not going to go into detail about, really far side characters. I'm not going to talk about every thug that died.
Right.
Tell their name. And I'm not going to spoil the ending. Because Reacher is mostly fresh, and I think The Night Agent was a good enough, that I think you should just watch it.
And it just got confirmed for season 2.
Yeah, it's filming just started. Yeah.
Yep.
So first, I think we decided to talk about, what, Night Agent?
Night Agent.
Okay. So let me get my notes up or whatever. What I liked about this movie is... I keep doing that with Netflix shows because it just feels like 10 episode movies.
You know right. I mean?
Like,
it's just a really long movie.
Yeah, just a really long movie. First off, what I liked about this show is it's kind of classic spy espionage shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like the fun part about it is, or not that, no, but the thing that adds more fun to it is the... It's in your own government kind of conspiracy, not like else.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then my other favorite thing about this is the main character. Yes. So I don't know if anyone remembers the show or the movie Super 8, but our main character was in Super 8, and he's a little guy.
With little nerdy kid.
Yeah, little nerdy kid with the... squeaky teenage voice, you know, and I was just like, that's that kid? Oh my god.
He grew up.
Talk about a glow up, like, for sure.
But also, Super 8 was like 12 years ago. True. Isn't that crazy?
True, but still.
Yeah.
But Gabriel Basso plays Peter Sutherland. And Peter starts off at the beginning of the show on a subway car, and... he sees something suspicious. It looks like someone dropped off a bomb. So he went to go check, and it was a bomb. So he stopped the train, threw the bomb, and it caused a terrible bombing that could have killed like a lot more people, and it could have assassinated someone else secretly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, the assassination, espionage thing.
He was doing his FBI duty.
Yeah, and then, because of his past with his father, he was blamed for it.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know, it's not ended, but some people blame him for it. Like, how does he know about it?
But also, I stopped a huge explosion from happening.
Seriously, like, though. And then, the punishment was to make him... not a night agent. It was called like a night operator or something.
Yeah.
It's where he answers a phone where if it ever gets called, he has to follow protocol, which is a book full of whatever the person calls and says on the phone, he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then he responds back with the proper wording and all that to help. Basically, okay.
To help the night agent.
To help the night agent.
Out of
their situation, extractions like that. So he gets a phone call from not a night agent, but had a night agent's code.
Yeah.
Like codes and everything. And the guy, you know, he immediately prompts into it. That's where Rose Larkin comes in, played by Lucienne Buchanan. Mm-hmm. And they're the main characters for the entire show. So he helps her kind of, there are intruders. They just tried to like assassinate like my aunt and uncle.
Yeah, they're trying to kill my aunt and uncle.
And now they're after me because they saw me. And then he kind of like helps her out into hiding until the person left, until the police arrived.
Yeah.
And then they met each other and it just got uphill from there.
Right. Craziness of like, we like the people that originally planted the bomb, like that stuff. And then there's like another chunk of like secrecy and conspiracy that like doesn't really unfold for a few episodes. And you're like, like you just keep getting like guessing. And then pleasantly, I was wrong on a good chunk of my guesses.
Right.
So that was good.
I only have suspicions of people. So I go, I don't like that person.
I don't like you.
But I have nothing to tie you to yet. So stay right there. Well, after that, you know, like two hitmen were sent after Peter and Rose. Ellen, played by Eve Harlow, and Dale, played by Phoenix Wright. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that right. The cool thing is, if you're all a Lucifer fan, D.B. Woodside played Eric Monks, which is another agent back on the field. Mm-hmm. So there's like a couple side stories that lead up into one big story.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of other characters here that are in and out. But there's Chelsea Arrington, played by Fola Evans Akinbola, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing the vice president's guard for his daughter.
Yeah, the Secret Service for his daughter.
And it runs their little side story, and that's where D.B. Woodside is helping with that.
But then it all is connected.
Right.
Like
I said, I'm trying not to give away any of that.
Yeah.
Just talking about like the action and most of the scenes. Because some of the actors are new as well. They're not necessarily...
you know, A-listers whatever.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean they didn't do a great job. I think everyone in the show did a great job except for one, and I don't want to point that out. But sometimes the assassin story was just... because they had the side story with the assassins, and it just was weird.
Right,
random,
I was like,
I guess.
Why are you making me care about these people that are...
bad.
Bad people.
Clearly bad people.
Yeah, like... I don't care. They're trying to kill our boy.
Yeah.
No.
But, and I guess a little bit more story stuff that I can kind of tell you too, is that like you find out that Peter has a history, not a history, but a background that his dad was framed for insider trading against the company.
Yeah. Cause his dad was also an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And so he leaked some documents and like his, I mean, Peter and his dad like denied it and like the court documents were sealed. And that was like one of the last things in the last episode. Like the president opens those documents for Peter so he can get the truth.
Yeah.
Because he's innocent and everyone else is like, no, he's not. And so.
Who, Peter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or his dad.
I was like, oh, dude.
No, really I mean, I didn't give anything away. I didn't say what the document said.
Oh. Okay.
But now Peter knows. Like, Peter knows.
Yeah. And, it's like, it's a good full circle of a character build. There's some times where his acting could be a little stiff, but that's, you know, that's kind of what you expect from people that he's portraying.
Yeah.
Or the person he's portraying.
They gave him, like, a basketball in college history.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I kind of wish they would have gave him, like, a wrestling in college history. Because he, like, the way he fights, like, his hand-to-hand combat is very, like...
aggressively wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
And that's what I liked about it, too. Because, like, some of that choreography and...
It wasn't just shooting people.
Like, yeah, and it wasn't just, like, going up and physically punching or, like, pulling off just a jiu-jitsu
kind of move. Right.
But it was like a fight or flight response of wrestling.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of cool. Like, that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got the classic shootouts, say, protect the witness.
Mm-hmm.
Are they following us? Do they know where I live? Do they know where you live?
Mm-hmm.
Who is good? Who is bad? Who is a spy? And
who's on his side? Who's not on his side?
And that's kind of the big part, too, is because you kind of really like Peter to the point where you're like, God, who the fuck isn't going to betray him right,
right
now? Like, geez, like,
give him a break.
Stop it.
Yeah.
But
then it also, like, kind of shows, like, the secrets that, like, you know, government officials and, like,
redacted.
Yeah, like, that they can just be like, oh, take that out and no one will ever know.
Right.
Or change that and no one will ever know.
Yeah, so if you like big government action spy,
FBI,
espionage, it's a good one. It's a good 10 episodes, right? I believe it's mm-hmm. 10 episodes. It's a good 10 episodes. They get a lot done. I'm excited for a season 2. Although I have read a lot of posts, too, that people are like, it's kind of, how can you do that kind of again?
Right.
In a bigger setting now. Instead of just in his local area where he can travel himself.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the big question is, how are they going to continue that?
Right.
The same energy, if you will.
That's a good question. I think they can do it.
Yeah. I can't name off every... like director and everything because I can't even find it. Each episode is about 45 minutes to 55. It came out last year. IMDb rates the show as a 7.5 out of 10. So like I said, you know, it's not going to be your favorite, not at all, but it's going to be a classic that you're willing to rewatch.
Yeah, and it was entertaining.
Uh-huh.
I would give it maybe a little bit more than 7.5.
I'd give it an 8.
Yeah.
It's a good 8 out of 10. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. How the tagline on IMDb is, heroes aren't born, they answer the call.
Because he actually answers a phone.
Uh-huh.
Ha-ha.
Huh.
Ha.
Yeah. I suggest this show. It's fun. It's quick, especially if you can binge these kind of shows. I did it in 2 days. Because I just
you were like super into worked. It, yeah.
And then one day I was tired and like sick or just drained or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just stayed there and I was like, babe, I haven't left this spot. I've been watching this show. Like,
because
I got, you know, I usually get my work done the night before and I leave the show on while I work. So I just laid down and.
There's only like a couple pieces of trivia and one thing that I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
According to Netflix's What We Watched engagement report released in December of last year, the series was Netflix's most watched title between January and June last year, reporting more than 812 million watch hours worldwide.
Oh, wow.
So that's 92 years worth of watch time, 92,000 years worth of watch time.
Damn.
So it was pretty popular for like 6 months.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then we watched it in December. I'm like, how did we miss?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Netflix wasn't our like, it isn't our go-to platform.
Sometimes like for like 4 or 5 months, we have a window of I'm watching these horror movies because we're behind on horror movies.
Right.
Or I'm watching this anime because we're behind on anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or video games.
Right.
Video games.
But yeah, that's nuts.
Was that it on the trivia?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. Well, still, if you like that kind of feeling, Reacher kind of has the same thing, except more.
Way more.
Way more. It's not government espionage. It's more or less of a unlikely, or not an unlikely, what am I thinking of? Unlucky situation at the wrong time. Oh, what convenience.
Right.
You know, and it's about Reacher, and Reacher can always be a brutal, tough, I'm going to get what I want guy one way or another. And that's what I've always loved about him.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise did okay in those movies. We'll talk about those a different day. But like, goddamn, can Alan Richardson play this character.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I loved him. For a second, you just forget it's him and just think of Reach, that is, this is just another being he's become.
Yeah,
he's ripped.
Is this guy.
He's handling it, and it is awesome.
Right.
But Alan Richardson, for 17 episodes, has played Jack Reacher.
Who's a former military policeman, and he basically is discharged from the military and is kind of lives his life as a nomad, doing things.
You know, good deeds.
Good deeds, and then, like,
you know, it's like being a PI without the PI.
Right, and then, like, if people from his team need help, or, like, he assisted, like, Homeland Security. Like, he has connections.
Right. He's got friends.
Right.
Friends that love him and like him. But he literally lives the only baggage he has is his toothbrush.
Yeah.
And then he goes and buys clothes and throws them
thrift
away.
Thrift stores clothes, yeah. Which is kind of, like, crazy to think. I mean, I bet there's people out there that do that. Like.
Right. The creator of the show is Nick Santora. Or is it the creator of it in general?
I think that's the show.
Show.
The books.
But they are based off of books. And I think they're doing a great job so far. They literally say what book it's based off of. Because there are, I believe, there's like 25 Jack Reacher books.
Oh, jeez.
And they've just started filming for the third season. They picked their book already. I was like, damn, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a kind of like a idea of the first season and second season and what they are. So the first season is he goes to a town because he, you know, living his nomad lifestyle is just going to another place. But, when he gets there, he's framed for killing people.
Yeah.
And so he goes into a diner, asks for pie, and is immediately surrounded by the police in that town. And it's a small outback town, not outback, but, you know, back
Georgia?
In the woods. Yeah. Small,
like small southern town.
Yeah. And so, you know, he gets brought into the holding cell and questioned and all that. And he's like, I've got proof that I'm innocent if you just want to hear me out. And they find out who he is, you know, that he's Reacher and that he's a, you know, a tough, capable man.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ultimate lead up is there's a big conspiracy going on in town of trafficking. And you find out that his brother was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't seen or spoken to his brother in years.
Yeah.
So it's like, huh? Coincidence?
I think not.
but then, you know, he gets chummy and friendly with with some of the neighborhood people or the town people. Mm-hmm. And he makes his friends in the police force and outside the police force and just goes on a good-ass investigation with some brutality and like creative scenes. Cutaways, like, I don't know, I just, there's something about the show, it's really hard to say, but like, it's so good, it's so much fun.
Like, even though it's a TV show, it felt like an action movie. Yeah. Like, obviously it's Amazon, so they can, I don't know, maybe have more resources than other things, right. But like, it just felt like everything was really well done, I thought. And I mean, I don't think there was characters that you definitely did not like, but I didn't not like them because of
right
their acting or whatever. Right. I just didn't like them because they're terrible people.
right. Sorry, I'm trying to find, because it goes by actors, and there was like main characters from the first season.
Right. So, like, Willa Fitzgerald played Roscoe,
but
she was like the cop that was investigating stuff, and then
Oscar Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Was also there, and he's the only one he was the chief, and he's the only one that made an appearance in season two.
Yeah.
But yeah, the chief of the town, the kind of guy who's got the biggest sus on Reacher at the moment.
Fun fact, they were both in Fall of the House of Usher together.
Oh, nice.
He was young Augie, and she was young Madeline.
Oh, I knew about her being young Madeline, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second season, you have Surinda Swan, who played Carla Dixon, and
Maria Sten, who played Neely.
Yeah, Maria Sten plays Neely in both seasons, a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a rundown of the second season now. The second season is 2 years after the first season.
Yeah.
2 years, and Reacher's, you know, living his nomadic lifestyle, walking around helping the little guy or whatever. When he sees something he doesn't like, he takes action. And he gets a phone call that one of his team members is dead. One of his past team members is dead. So he goes back into town and they find out that another one's dead.
In the same fashion.
In the same, like, kind of fashion, yeah. And it's this big conspiracy on someone's picking them all off one by one. And who and why. Which of them is left? Like, is your family safe? Let's go do this. And then, you know, he has his own methods, like he beats up a thug and steals a drug dealer, thug, and steals his money, and that's his money now.
Right.
And you're just like, well.
Well, I mean,
right?
It's just cash.
And then they go on the search of everyone, but in the process, they're being hunted too, you know, like shot at because someone's been told to eliminate them.
Yeah.
For a lot of money. So the whole circle is, first off, who killed our friend that just died? And then now who is killing both of us?
Yeah.
Or all of us. And, yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
Just since it, like, literally, season two just ended, I don't want to give away too much stuff.
Yeah, I can't. It's like, it's hard. It literally just finished 2 weeks ago, so...
Yeah.
But
that one, I think... I don't know which season I like. I think I like...
I like season one a lot more.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I hated season two.
Right.
Like, I like season two still.
Yeah. I think there was just a lot more people in season two that I, like, was trying to, like, keep track of, like...
Right.
Their connections. Are they good? Are
and
they
it's
bad?
It's because it's a city. Like... They went back to the city, too, in my opinion, that it was just big and full.
And he, like, brought in his past, you know, military buddy... Not buddies. His, like, comrades.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, I mean, they're all being, it made sense to bring them in because they were the ones being targeted.
Mm-hmm. And I think I like that they kept the time passing appropriate
according
to when the show came out and stuff, 22 to 24, you know.
Yeah.
I just want their, good timeline. Like, did this just happen yesterday? Like,
right. Is this
Because that would be ridiculous.
Is this a nonstop occurrence for Reacher? Because that would be exhausting.
Yeah. Like, give him time to heal. But yeah, like, I would definitely play, if this Jack Reacher ever became a video game, I'd play it.
That'd be dope. Yeah.
I'm waiting. I can't wait for the next season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad we waited for two seasons to come out because I binged the hell out of Reacher.
Right.
I loved it. And Alan Richardson's acting is just getting better and better. I've heard rumors right now that we're trying to get him as Batman, and I could not be happier about it.
He could be such a good Batman.
He would be a fun Batman. We've seen Titans where he played Hank Hall, aka the Hawk. But no, like, he's so awesome.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
And like, it's crazy that, like...
And he's got the jawline, too. If you just put the cowl over it, he would look awesome with a good future Superman, Batman. Nothing against Robert Pattinson, either. I'm saying if that's a different universe, keep them separate.
Right.
We can have more than one Batman. And we'll watch Robert Pattinson still.
Right.
But this would be an awesome, chiseled Batman that could keep up with a Superman, a new Superman.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
It's just crazy that, like, the first thing I ever saw him in was Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State.
And he's just like this big, dumb football
He's not
jock.
Dumb. He's special.
Yeah.
He is a piece of all of our hearts.
It's true. But like...
I couldn't have been happier when it was confirmed that he was playing Raphael in the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I know the Ninja Turtles weren't the best movies, but at least they had a solid cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want any Reacher trivia?
Yeah, go for it.
So, Alan Richardson read all 24 Jack Reacher novels.
Damn, 24? I was close.
Yep. In some of the brutal fight scenes where seasoned stuntmen would typically do it, he insisted on being, like, fully immersed.
I can do it.
I can do it. And then he, like, got a bunch of bumps and bruises for being not using a stunt person.
Good. That means he could just use it in the next scene.
Right. Like,
what is it? Continuity.
Yeah. The first season, I think, said it was based off of the book Killing Floor.
Yeah.
If that intrigues anybody.
The second season's Bad Luck and Trouble.
Yeah. In the actual book, because Jack Reacher doesn't speak a lot, there's, like, in the book it just says Reacher said nothing. And, like, just Reacher said nothing. And, I mean,
I think he's got that perfect brooding, like, sigh where he just...
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's why it's working out.
Yeah. Said that, how much weight do you think he gained in muscle for this role?
No idea. 50 pounds?
30.
30?
30 pounds of muscle. That's nuts.
That is insane. Guy is shredded.
He is shredded. And like, I just, oh man.
Stop looking at pictures of his
body.
I'm looking at trivia.
I'm looking at trivia.
I just hear her going, oh man. And I'm like,
I'm just trying to think of like, gaining 30 pounds of muscle, like, gaining 30 pounds of fat is a lot, but, like, you have to work really hard for that muscle.
Right. Oh, yeah, Robert Patrick was in the second season.
Oh, yeah, and Kristen Keurig, she was, like, in the first season. She's Lana from Smallville.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her and him were in Smallville together because he played Aquaman. He
played Aquaman in Smallville.
Back in the day.
Back in the heyday.
The heyday.
Any other trivia?
I don't think so. A lot of it's like book trivia.
Cool. Well.
What did... So, I think it said an 8.1 for both seasons on IMDb.
Good.
Do you rate it any higher than that?
I would give the first season an 8.5
yeah.
out of 10. The second season can stay where it was, 8.1.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if I were to pick which one you should watch, I would say watch Reacher.
But Overnight Agent.
But that doesn't mean I don't think you should watch both. I think if you're still riding that high, you should throw on Night Agent.
Right.
But that means maybe you should watch Night Agent. That way you're prepared for Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher is definitely more violent and brutal over Night Agent for sure. But they're still really good.
Still really fun.
And it, like, after we watched them, I was like, okay, what else is like this that we could watch? And I was like... Aside from the other
Netflix shows,
Reacher shows, and the Jack Ryan, we can watch that one.
Yeah. I'd only watch Jack Ryan for John Krasinski.
Yeah.
But
Jimothy.
I'm gonna call you Jim.
I'm gonna call you Jim.
Yeah, I think you should watch both, though. You know, the mystery, the a little bit of a whodunit, the little bit of a is it someone I know, the lot of action, the brutality, it's all good, it's all there. It could also just be actor preferring, because I love Alan Ritchson, I love him.
Yeah,
he's golden.
I can't even think of like
why any... I would hate him.
Right, like, but I'm like, who else that's like buff and tough?
Buff and tough.
Also, like, stoic that could play Reacher besides him.
I mean, maybe if someday they're like, we're going to do every single book, but Alan Ritchson is done after 10. He's tired.
Right.
Okay. That's fine.
Would they just
10 years of Reacher.
Like, make it like 007. They'll just replace him every
why not? It's
few like, seasons.
Like, I could also kind of see it being with, shit, there was another one I was thinking of, because it's just like, it's... Like, they became an entity, not a person anymore, yeah. You know? And that's, like, why we love 007.
Yeah.
Why not start it like that? You know, Jack Ryan did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe there's three different people. Chris Pine played him in the movie that you and I saw in theaters.
Oh, geez. That was such a long time ago. Yeah.
So, just do it. I think you could do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. We'll give you a little teaser about... episodes to come. We're gonna have an episode about an all-time favorite that we just binged the holy hell out of for a month. Doom Patrol is such a funny,
oh my gosh,
backwards show.
I can't wait.
but we're almost done with it and we'll get ready to talk about it. We got a couple of games coming your way too, not video games, board games. Something called Anarchy Pancakes. Something called Ouch.
Ouch.
We'll probably even do another Guess Who game because that was fun.
Yeah.
And then we'll get our friends back to play with us, to hang out with us.
Can they come out and play?
Let's hope.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to go squeeze our brains. Juice our brains.
Juice our brains.
I like juicing our brains better.
Alrighty.
Because it's not like it's steroids. It's just with lemonade. But right. In a syringe.
But like a juicer.
Through our ears. Oh, so the brain is on the juicer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you...
All right.
Yeah.
Juicy. Okay, I get it. All right, we're going to go
juice
our brains.
Bye.
Bye-bye.